The state has released a redacted version of its policy for how it will handle COVID-19 in West Virginia jails, prisons, and other correctional facilities. According to the Division of Corrections, there have been no reported cases of the virus in any of the state's lockups, but officials are asking each facility to tell them how they could implement the plan the agency has set up in case inmates do test positive. The plan gives recommendations and rules for hygiene, sanitation, spacing, and isolation for those with symptoms or those most at risk of dying from infection. The Division of Corrections says the information jails and prisons give them about whether they could follow these rules is not public because of concerns that an inmate could use that information to escape or harm someone. The division's plans ask that each correctional center promote good hygiene orders by making hand washing supplies available. It recommends isolating an inmate with symptoms in a one-person cell. When that's not possible, it calls for beds to be placed at least 6 feet apart. The policy recommends administering flu shots to inmates and staff when they're in stock and frequently testing for the flu, since the two diseases have similar symptoms. Staff are screened for COVID-19 symptoms as they come into work, and their temperature is taken regularly. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.